Chapter 2. What Your Husband Wins from a Working Wife. You may be thinking, my children will have plenty of time with their father and he'll be an equal parent, whether I'm at home or in a job. In many families today, both dads and moms want to be involved with their kids, whether or not both parents have careers. But consider this. If you stay home, you're likely to take on more family work, and your husband is less likely to make it home for dinner. Being the sole breadwinner for a family is stressful and sometimes scary. Contact one last client or race home for bedtime. Facing this choice, the sole earner may tell himself, the kids don't really need me, and make the call. Asked to fly cross-country to meet a customer, the sole breadwinner may feel it's too risky to suggest a conference call and skip his son's school play instead. As children grow and become more expensive to raise, the pressures on a sole provider increase. At the same time, that breadwinner becomes more competent at work and less competent at home. The 50-50 couples we've talked to tell us it doesn't have to be that way. You can choose to be competent both at work and home, no matter if you're called mom or dad. For this to happen, women need to work more, so men can work less. The high price of that picket fence. How sole breadwinners get hemmed in. How am I going to tell my wife? Zach wondered, after a bad review with his boss. Zach has a great education and makes a decent salary, but he hasn't enjoyed his work for a long time. He'd really like to change jobs. When his wife was working, Zach could have called it quits and made a new start. However, his wife, a Harvard-trained physician, left her job 6 years ago to stay home with their two kids. So the family now relies on Zach's income for 100% of its needs. She wants a new house. She wants more children. She is going to be so disappointed in me. All these thoughts keep Zach in his current job, even though he is so anxious he is unlikely to perform well. So he is stuck, unless his boss makes the decision for him. Remember Darren in the 60s sitcom Bewitched? Whether you watched the series growing up or on Nick at Night reruns, you may have felt frustration on his behalf, as he scrambled to please his intrusive...